Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. To The Bright Side, I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks so much for joining us. Kenny Werner will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We were supposed to have Kenny last week, and regretfully, we didn't get to him. Yeah, for whatever reason, Kenny wasn't there. But he will be here tonight. At the bottom of the hour, his book is Becoming the Instrument, Lessons on Self-Mastery, From Music to Life. I love this book. It's about, Kenny's an incredible musician, but it's about life. It's about how living life is like being an instrument. It's really interesting. He talks about something called flow. His first book is called Effortless Mastery, and Kenny is not just a Grammy Award winning musician, jazz musician, and also recipient of the 2010 Guggenheim Fellowship Award for his work, incredible audio CD, No Beginning, No End, A Musical Journey that Explores Tragedy and Loss. He's not only an amazing musician, but he's also somewhat of a guru. His book is super cool. Kenny Werner, internationally renowned jazz pianist, composer, educator, Grammy nominee, and author, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. And we'll get your calls if we have calls. In our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. I'm continuing our offer, by the way. Yesterday we said that for today and tomorrow, January 15th and today, January 16th, 2022, if you call 866-735-2470 and order a Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.5, cost you $63.95, and if you haven't supplemented or you haven't used Beyond Tangy Tangerine, it will guarantee change your life. If you're on medication, you'll find that you're able to lower your medication dose. If you have high blood pressure, you'll find that your blood pressure drops. If you have skin problems, you'll find that your skin improves. If you have energy issues, you'll find that you have more energy. BTT is absolutely amazing, and if you've used it, you know what I'm talking about, and probably I'm preaching to the choir for a lot of you guys, but for folks who haven't tried it, I'm going to make you a special offer. If you call 866-735-2470 today, January 16th, 2022, for you folks who are listening on in the future on YouTube or via Rumble, sorry, that's not, we won't be able to continue this offer, but we'll probably do it periodically. If you order a BTT 2.5, $63.95, we are going to give you a free pollen burst. Box of 30 packets. Pollen burst is a really cool energy powder. You put it in water and drink it. $59.95 for 30 of these. And then a bottle of, I'll throw in a bottle of the Ultimate Nightly Essence. 62 capsules, $69.85. The Ultimate Nightly Essence is my favorite probiotic. If you're dealing with any kind of digestive health issues, or if you want to prevent digestive health issues, probiotics are a must. And my favorite probiotic is the Ultimate Nightly Essence because it not only has lots of bacteria in it and lots of different strains of bacteria, but it also has digestive enzymes. How cool is that? And we'll throw that in for free too. So you get a box of Pollen Burst and a bottle of the Ultimate Nightly Essence if you order a BTT 2.5 now.
Call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, and that's for today, January 16th, 2022. All right, our number 844-236-6010, Kenny Werner will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk lessons on self-mastery. We have been talking about the mind-body connection for the last couple of days, last couple of weeks on the Bright Side, and there's lots to talk about with the mind-body connection, and I know I'm a pharmacist, and I'm a nutritionist, I love biochemistry, I love supplementation, and I work with nutritional supplements, but I gotta tell you, the power of the mind to override what's going on in the body, or to support what's going on, is really, really important to recognize. And the power of the mind, from a negative standpoint, to cause health problems is also under-recognized, and that's unfortunate, and we pay the price for it. We don't appreciate the power of our minds. We've been talking about meditation as a powerful way to take control, to at least begin to take control over this thing called the mind. One of the problems with people when people try to meditate is they think a lot. And part of the reason we think a lot is because we're always looking for closure. Human beings need closure. We got to come to the end of things. And that's why we're always scrolling and clicking. And that's why we're always thinking. We got to have closure, which, of course, does not exist. So, like a dog chasing his tail in vain, trying to complete a circle, human beings are always trying to think their way out of a problem. Human beings are always trying to come to a conclusion. But there are no conclusions. So we end up thinking and thinking and thinking and it never stops. Psychologists call this the Zeigarnik effect. The Zeigarnik effect was named after this Soviet psychologist, Bluma Zeigarnik. She says that the Zeigarnik effect is defined as an activity that has been interrupted, or it's a phenomenon that describes an activity that's been interrupted and that may be more readily recalled. We tend to remember things. We tend to place seriousness on things. We tend to place a priority on things that have been interrupted. The Zeigarnik effect says people remember unfinished or interrupted tasks better than completed tasks. That's because unfinished or uncompleted phenomena are threatening to us. Once we know the ending of something, the threat is gone. Advertisers use this Zeigarnik effect, and that's why you'll have ads that appear in a TV show right before something exciting or interesting is about to happen. It keeps you tuned in. It keeps you remembering. We remember things when they've been interrupted. Sometimes you'll say, a Facebook or Instagram or YouTube videos that cut to an advertisement just before the point of the video is being made. That way, you're going to remember the advertising. Our mind and our brain is on high alert when there's an interruption. We're always looking for certainty and closure, and if there's an interruption, that represents a threat. That's why we get addicted to thinking. We're trying to get closure. And of course, thinking goes on and on and on, and there's never closure. If you want to drop the need for closure, watch the mechanics of something that never stops. If you watch or if you listen to white noise, or you listen to the sound of a fan, or you listen to a babbling brook, or anything in nature, you'll find that there's no closure there because it's always the same. There's no interruptions don't matter. That's why meditating on something steady like the sound of a fan, or even better, part of the body, a sound in the body, is really peaceful. Traditionally, it's been the breath. There's no real need for closure with the breath, so interruptions don't matter. So we can kind of rest. When a sound repeats itself and repeats itself and repeats itself and it doesn't come to an ending, it's very calming and it's very peaceful. If you do it with the body, if you listen to a sound in the body, like the pulse or the breath or the heartbeat, it's almost like you're giving attention to the body. The body feels loved and accepted, and it responds positively. You will instantly relax if you pay attention to a bodily sound. It's as if the body is thanking you for giving you attention, for you giving it attention. Traditionally, the focal point has been the breath, but you can do any bodily sound or any sensation. In my opinion, the thinking process is the best thing to focus on, because if you focus on thinking itself, not the thoughts, but the thinking process, make sure you understand the distinction between the thinking process and the thought itself. If you focus on the thinking process itself, you'll find that it's very difficult to actually think a thought. You will immediately calm down if you notice the thought process. We talked about this yesterday. Next time you're feeling anxiety or sadness or grief, notice the process of thinking. Even better, go to the sensation in the body. Go to the sensation of anxiety. You'll notice that anxiety or sadness or grief or any of these unpleasant sensations or unpleasant emotions have a sensation associated with it. Usually the belly, sometimes the chest, sometimes the throat. And notice what happens if you just focus on the sensation and separate out the story. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Kenny Werner coming up at the bottom of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we're here for you. 844-236-6010. Call 866-735-2470 if you're interested in taking us up on our offer. Purchase a BTT 2.5, a life-changing BTT 2.5 for $63.95. We'll throw in a pollen burst, box of pollen burst, 30 packets of pollen burst, $60 value, $59.95 value, plus, as if that weren't enough, plus 62 ultimate nightly essence capsules of $70, $69.85 value. That's almost $130 in product for free. All for trying out the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If you haven't tried it, it will change your life. If you have tried it, you know what I'm talking about. Call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Order a BTT. We'll throw in a pollen burst box of 30 packets and a Ultimate Nightly Essence bottle of 62 capsules. That is only for today, January 16th, Sunday, January 16th, 2022. Call 866-735-2470. You know, I meant to tell you this yesterday. I forgot. I am going to start doing Facebook Lives, and I'll do my first Facebook Live, Brightside Facebook Live, next Sunday. I'm looking here at the calendar. Next Sunday, January 23rd, and that will be at 6 p.m. Central Time, 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time. Go to, if you haven't signed up for the Facebook page, our Facebook page, Brightside Ben, the Brightside with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, sign up now. If you have signed up, just keep your eye on it, and we'll get you some more information as the week goes by. I probably do them regularly. We'll take questions as well as just me pontificating on various subjects, as I do on the Bright Side. So we're talking about this idea of meditation and mind-body, one of my favorite subjects to talk about. My second favorite subject to talk about is the skin. Some of you guys know that I've been in the skincare business for many years. I've been formulating skincare products for many years. I've formulated the Truth line of skincare products, which we're selling at TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. And there's a very important relationship between skin health and mind-body. I said before I went to break that if you're feeling some kind of anxiety or sadness or grief, there is a way out of it by disassociating the sensation in the body from the story, from the words. Every time we have a sensation in the body, the mind wants to describe it. And anxiety is a description. Sadness, grief, lousy feelings are all descriptions of sensations. And these descriptions of sensations not only make us feel miserable in terms of psychology, anxiety and insomnia and depression and all kinds of horrible things mentally, but they can also show up on our bodies. These descriptions of sensations not only have a mental impact, they also have a physiologic impact. You feel something in your body, you describe it. You feel a little tingle in your belly. And you say, oh, it reminds you of something that happened last year or earlier in your life, perhaps, or something you have to do, or some kind of embarrassment. And then all of a sudden you go into this kind of mental world where you're miserable. And it's all based on a description of something that just is a neutral feeling. If you can disassociate that neutral feeling from the description, and just focus on the neutral feeling without the description, you'll notice that there's no anxiety. Anxiety and distress and lousy feelings are just labels. They're just descriptions of a bodily sensation. Think about it. Next time you feel miserable, just notice that there's a bodily sensation that precedes your misery. And then you all of a sudden go into a description. The bodily sensation is in your belly or it's in your chest. Usually it's in the belly, but sometimes it's in the chest or sometimes it's in the throat. And then you go off into a description. It reminds you of something, and you're off to the misery races. And it's not just psychological misery. It's also physiologic distress. Physiologic dis-ease, out of ease. And one of the places, one of the most important places this physiologic disease shows up is on the skin. From the latest journal, Cosmetics and Toiletries, which is a journal for the folks in the skincare business, formulators like myself. There's an article called Stress and Psoriasis. Reading from this article, quote, psychological factors have a significant influence on the course of disease progression and symptoms of skin conditions, unquote. And that includes psoriasis, the heartbreak of psoriasis, eczema, acne, dermatitises of all kinds, boils, cysts. All of these have a major psychological component that's circular because psychology is involved in the causal level. And then psychology makes it worse. Psychology causes it sometimes. There's sometimes physiologic causes, but sometimes psychological causes. And then we feel miserable, and that makes it worse. So you get into this vicious downward spiral. There's lots of things, by the way, you can do to treat psoriasis, which is an immune condition at the end of the day. We will talk about psoriasis and other skin issues as we continue talking about the mind-body connection on the Bright Side. On our next Bright Side episode, time to hit the phones, 844-236-6010. Let's go to Carl. Is this Carl the Truth Raider? Carl, you there?
It is me.
What's up, Truth Raider? Thanks for calling, man.
Good.
How you doing?
Yes, it is evening, and good evening, Ben.
Good evening.
The first time I think I've ever said that.
Yes, good evening. nice to talk to you. What's going on today? I want to get one more call in. I got a couple people on the line.
Okay.
Tell me how I can help.
Here's the pitch.
Yes.
Okay, here's the pitch.
Let's hear the pitch.
Take this sour liquid before you go to bed and wake up with your teeth healing the next day and growing your teeth. What do you think about something like that?
Did you say growing your teeth?
Yes.
I hadn't heard of anything about growing
your teeth. Sour liquid. Yeah, drink a sour liquid, this whatever mysterious sour liquid.
What is it? What is the sour liquid?
Before bedtime, it's a YouTube commercial that breaks in either before or after I play a video or a song or something on YouTube. It'll break in and it'll be an advertisement.
A sour liquid that grows your teeth. Are you serious?
Yes. Isn't that strange?
That sounds very strange to me. Will you do me a favor, and when you find, I'm gonna let you go here, but go back and find the name of that sour liquid, and either call me next week or shoot me a text or something.
Will do.
Okay, Carl.
Again.
Good to talk to you, buddy. I want to know what that is. All right, man. Take care. Hey, Dorian, what's going on, man? You got about a minute.
Thank you. Yeah.
What's going on, Dorian?
I was just calling to ask about dealing with extreme winter cold. I noticed. I haven't been hearing much from Elaine lately.
I know, I miss Elaine.
She lives in Alaska, right?
Yeah, she's in Alaska.
And how do you deal with these extreme temperatures, like in Alaska, for example?
Where are you? Where are you, by the way? Where
I'm over in Virginia.
But whereabouts in Virginia?
Alexandria.
So you're where that whole big highway two-day traffic jam took place, right?
Yes.
That's interesting. I was watching that. You know, I'm in Colorado. We haven't had a very harsh winter, but I see pictures of folks in Virginia, and it looks like you guys are having a hard time. You know, cold is really interesting. Try experimenting with cold, and notice when you're out, when it's really, really cold. You know, I've been talking about this mind-body thing. Here's a perfect place to use mind power. Notice when you're out in the cold, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of don't like try to run away. Just kind of feel the cold. Just kind of experience the cold. And kind of try and figure out what is so problematic with cold. Why is it we want to run away with cold? And just kind of sit with it for a little bit. And see what the deal is. Why is it that we freak out when it's so cold? Because is it life-threatening? I mean, if you're out there long enough, it'll be life-threatening. But what is it about the cold that is really such a, causes such duress, psychological duress? And that points to your question, extreme winter cold. It's kind of an interesting phenomenon.
Yeah.
How we feel a sensation, and that it immediately triggers a thought, or it triggers a thought pattern, a pattern of thoughts. We feel a physical sensation, right? I was talking earlier about how something's in your belly or in your throat, and then you go into this world of the mind. Notice it with cold. Same idea. And then call back next week. Let me know what you find out.
Alrighty.
Thanks, Dorian. Take care, buddy. All right. We're taking a commercial break. We got Kenny Werner coming up next. His book, Becoming the Instrument.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
British national Malik Faisal Akram, identified by the FBI today as the man who took hostages Saturday at a Texas synagogue before being shot dead. He released one of the hostages before an FBI SWAT team then stormed the building and rescued the other three. The suspect was heard ranting on a Facebook live stream of the services demanding the release of a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted of trying to kill U.S. Army officers in Afghanistan. New Zealand's military saying Monday morning they were able to send a surveillance flight to the island of Tonga to assess an extent of damage from a huge undersea volcanic eruption over the weekend. A towering cloud of ash had prevented the military from launching any flights to the Pacific Island nation. More than 70 million people were under winter weather alerts over the weekend, and on Sunday, 2,800 flights canceled. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The CDC's mandatory COVID-19 safety rules for cruise ships have expired. Cruise ships no longer required to abide by those mandates that were issued last year, including protocols on vaccination, testing, and mask wearing. France's parliament approving a law Sunday that will exclude unvaccinated people from all restaurants, sports arenas, and other venues. More than 91% of French adults are fully vaccinated. Critics question whether this will make much of a difference. Celine Dion has announced the cancellation of the remaining 16 shows of her world tour due to ongoing health issues. Canadian says she's recovering from severe and persistent muscle spasms that are hindering her ability to perform. Last year, she had to postpone her Las Vegas residency as a result of spasms. Country music has lost another family member. Chris Barnes reports from the USA Radio News New England Bureau.
Many in the industry called him one of the greatest country songwriters ever. Grammy Award winning songwriter Dallas Frazier is dead at 82. Elvira. In a career that spanned several decades, Frazier became well known for tunes like this, Elvira, recorded by the Oak Ridge Boys, There Goes My Everything, sung by Jack Green, and Beneath Still Waters by Annie Lou Harris. Again, Dallas Frazier has died at 82.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air every weekend, Saturdays and Sundays, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search engine with all our archive programs, many years of archive programs, plus all the longevity products and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business. Likewise, on my blog at pharmacistben.com, and our videos and news stories and blog posts and interviews, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more info. If you order a BTT today, January 16th, 2022, we'll throw in a pollen burst, box pollen burst, $59.95 value, and a bottle of the Ultimate Nightly Essence, best probiotic on planet Earth, in my opinion. I see you just plain old drop. All right, I am super, super stoked to talk to our... I don't know what that sound is, but I'm super stoked to talk to our guest today. His book is... Award-winning, Grammy nominee. I don't know, author. I don't know what that sound is. Can you help me out on that, Alex, please? Grammy nominee. He's... Oh, okay. Hopefully you can hear me there. He's an author, he's an educator, and he's also a Grammy nominee and an amazing musician and a guru of sorts based on his very wise and very Kenny Werner. Hey, Kenny. Oh, I forgot to hit the button here. Hang on a second here. Kenny, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear you now, Kenny. That's on me. How you doing, buddy?
I'm not sure. I'm okay. I got caught in that storm.
Which? The Virginia one?
Well, it's all the way in the Northeast. It's snow and mixing rain. And I just got into the city, but I pulled over so that we could talk so that we wouldn't, lose our opportunity.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Second week in a row. Yeah.
I know. I'm so glad. Listen, I'm a fan, a huge fan. Your book is awesome.
Thank you.
And so I want to jump right into it. Yeah, really well done. It's easy to read. It's so insightful. It's a classic, in my opinion. I read a lot of these kinds of books. And this is, I get authors sending me books all the time. This is one that I'm going to treasure. And thank you so much for writing
it.
So just let's just jump right into it. You have a really cool quote at the beginning from a Rabbi Dov Baer of Mesrich. I think you say.
Right.
You must be nothing but an ear that hears what the universe of the world is constantly saying within you. That is so freaking powerful. And the quote is underneath something, a title, chapter heading called The Space. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure. I mean, the point is that mankind has always been aware of another state of mind, since the beginning. And there have been all kinds of names for it. In every religion and every spiritual path, and even just someone's intuition that someone or something is participating, and if they connect with that thing, then their performance or their compassion or, anything will be extended beyond their own constraints. What I call the space is really something before I studied anything. I knew that I could be, and again, the book is called Becoming the Instrument, but the subtitle, as I've been doing in the interviews, is much more relevant. Lessons in Self-Mastery from Music to Life. So, for example, in music, any musician, they may call it the groove. They might say, well, I'm playing much better when I'm not thinking, and then I'm just connected to the groove. It's almost like you're not doing it, but you're part of it. And that is what I call the space. Well, the space is before even doing anything. Finding not that place where you have a thousand concerns, but that place where there's nothing going on but this moment, and there's nothing in your head except what's going on in this moment. And most musicians, successful musicians, will tell you that they play from that space.
There's something about music that is conducive to getting into that state, right?
Not necessarily. It is if you're the listener, and this certain music will put you into the space. But how does the musician get into the space in order to make music that would radiate the actual quality of their inner state? You can make
like
some programmatic. You can make some programmatic music that's designed to put people in space and probably can do it easily. But how do you convey the state of the musician? How does the musician attain a state where thereby they start to make music and they're more tuned into the state that music comes from than the music itself?
So even as a listener, I get what you're saying. There's a distinction between the listener getting into that state and the musician. Just because it's easy for the listener doesn't mean it's necessarily mean it's easy for the musician. Nonetheless, if a musician can get the way a musician can get into that state, it's still easier for a musician to do it than it is for, say, somebody who's working in a restaurant. There's something conducive about the music that the musician... Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, yeah, great. I'm glad you bring it up because the opportunity with this book is to explain that this book should explain to people that although musicians may have needed to dwell in this kind of knowledge more because of what's conducive, the estate itself is equally available to anyone doing anything. And then from that state, what they're doing suddenly becomes a lot more either tolerable or enjoyable, or at least contentment can happen while they're doing it. So I wouldn't say, you know, that's the funny thing, Ben. People think of musicians by the fact that they're musicians. They have a certain aura about them.
Uh-huh.
And it's really not true. Musicians can easily be as neurotic as anybody on the planet.
They usually are, or more.
Yeah,
or
they
more,
actually
I know.
Are. So you know, you actually, a musician doesn't have a leg up on anybody else when it comes to finding the state. What I think becoming the instrument shows is that it's not as hard, nearly, as we all assume it is.
Yeah, it's like you can play... an instrument is, you know, a piano or a flute or something like that can be an instrument, but you can play, like if you're working in a factory, you can make putting your gloves on into an instrument or play at it like the way you play an instrument, play it putting your gloves on, or play it pulling the bones out of the fish or whatever it is you're doing in a factory. That could be your instrument, correct?
Well, absolutely. Well, see, here's the thing. If you become the instrument, you no longer mind what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it really is the state that happens to you. How do you get into it? How does it become something more than a conversation piece? But through practice, you find you can pull yourself into that space at any time, or it almost becomes a trigger. And then whatever you're doing suddenly becomes kind of blessed. You know, I'm aware the word lends itself to other things, but that's the parallel. A person who's blessed is someone that forgives themselves quickly. Somebody that's thankful for what they have, right? You could hear that in a religious service, or you could hear it as just common sense, right?
The virtues.
So what if a person finds that... Yeah, go ahead.
What have traditionally been called the virtues are just ways of playing playing your instrument more elegantly, if you will.
I think...
Hang on to that thought, Kenny. We got to take a commercial, but hang on to that thought, okay?
Sure.
Kenny Warner's with us. More with Kenny Warner becoming the instrument on the Bright Side right after this.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
MDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Kenny Werner, Grammy nominee and author of the book Becoming the Instrument, Lessons on Self-Mastery from Music to Life. He's also got another book, which is really cool, called Effortless Mastery. So, Kenny, before we went to break, we were talking about this idea of playing, I was talking about the idea of inelegant use of the instrument. Would you say our problems are that we don't, our cultural problems and even our personal problems have to do with not playing our instrument effectively?
If I have the authority to say anything, it's from lessons learned through something I know, and what I know is music. And no, I think we have never really understood how much the answer to our own freedom, or the key to our own freedom, resides between the ears,
uh-huh.
You know, in our own mind, and that can be trained. So, you know, how would I learn that? In music, a lot of music can be ordinary while you're playing it, or you can take a breath, tune in without expectation. Like, for example, expectations kill the groove. That's for sure.
Mm.
Expectations also kill one's ability to stay in the moment. They kill one's... If you have expectations, you can't be grateful for the lack of fulfillment of those expectations. So, you know, the liberation is in the mind, and I don't mean to sound Eastern at all. I guess if there's any message in my book is that I'm like a regular person from Long Island, New York, and I found it.
I think you're a secret Zen master.
I think anybody can find it.
Kenny, I think you're a secret Zen master, based on your book anyway. That's what I think.
Well, so, my wife agrees with you.
I think you are. She should read your book a couple of times. So, listen, I love how you said the groove, because I love that term. I'm not a musician, but I'm a connoisseur of music, and I love that term, the groove. And I love it when a musician or a group of musicians gets into the groove. How would you define that in a non-musical sense and help people understand how they can leverage that kind of feeling or sensation or way of being in the groove?
Okay, well, first I'll describe the musical definition of that. Few people are playing. They're not paying attention to what they're playing. They're paying attention to what everyone else is playing. So they're not even... There's just enough lack of presence for the music to play itself. And if you ask the person, when I'm in the groove, do I feel like I'm doing anything?
Yeah.
90% of the time, they'll say, no, I don't feel like I'm doing anything.
You're not self-conscious.
So what is that magical... What is that mysterious thing that musicians seem to do? Well, at that moment, they're in the moment, they're following each moment, their body's trained to do that. So let's go with the guy that's gutting a fish. If that is his expertise, he takes a breath, he settles into the groove, and it's not him gutting the fish, it's the hands gutting the fish while he's watching. And then you have to ask, well, if he's not doing it, who is?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I do a lot of.
It equalizes the playing field. It means you could, you know, I would be in spend some time in an ashram, and I'd see someone cleaning a toilet with a smile on their face that looked heavenly.
Yeah.
So why? Because it's a toilet in an ashram? Of course not. Because for whatever reason, an ashram indicated to them a certain method of mental surrender that allowed an unexpected thing to feel like a blessed event.
Uh-huh.
So that's the difference. Human beings generally make they make ordinary out of the extraordinary. That's what human beings do. But the space within a human being can make ordinary moments extraordinary just because they're focused on that moment and they've taken away the expectations of what they think that moment should be.
Life itself is extraordinary. Living is extraordinary. The fact that we're alive or there's things in the world, all of that is extraordinary, but we make it ordinary. We become inured to
it. Absolutely.
Yeah,
we're
I love that.
Conditional.
Yeah,
and
the brain.
Become very hostage to the consequences instead of understanding that you're starting from a basic. You know, the breathing is a big thing in my book. But and so it is in a lot of pathways. But I'm using the breathing in as pedestrian a way as possible. If you were able to focus on your breathing several times a day, you would notice how lucky, you know, how blessed you are to be able to breathe.
Yeah. Or if you have emphysema. If you have COPD, you'll really appreciate it.
Well, then a person has to practice an even deeper discipline of gratitude because it's not coming as easy to them as it is someone else. But there's always a measure of freedom available, Ben, and that measure of freedom lies between the ears.
I love that. And it's not a measure of freedom, it's total freedom. That's always available,
really,
correct?
Yes. Yeah, freedom is not really conditional. What people would like to, I hope, get from the book is that a moment here and a moment there, they can experience, and I'll use a different word, the divine drop in them. And if they keep experiencing that, the mind starts to get used to it, the brain gets used to it. There is a drop of divinity in me, and when I go there, everything else is okay. I mean, everything else is acceptable.
Is that where?
So I want to expand those moments.
So the space, is that where that drop of divinity can be recognized in the space?
Yes. The first thing in space is an absence of a lot of things. It's addition by subtraction. You're subtracting resentment, expectation, anger, anxiety. You're subtracting the things that fill that room and make this moment barely tolerable. Once they're subtracted, at first, it's a space like walking into a room with no lights on. And as you adjust to it, you realize there's certain really blessed, almost even intoxicating levels of exist in that space.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have to keep, you want to practice going there in the simplest way and get used to the fact that that's really who you are.
That's a great word, too, intoxication, because that is kind of what happens. You do feel sort of lack of a term high when you go to that space, and you're really in it. It's very, very, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's hard to even explain.
That's
it.
That's what I like about Eastern philosophy in general. There's a lot of mention of the word intoxication.
Yeah.
Because that is in us. But
I don't know if I like the word tox.
The conscious mind.
I don't feel comfortable with the word tox. Like, it sounds poisonous, intoxication, because of the tox part. But the sensation of being high, it's kind of that kind of
sensation. Yeah, you know, I mean, listen, that's the uber experience. But the normal experience is contentment, a measure of gratitude, a measure
that's right.
of self-acceptance.
Yeah.
And if you're lucky, that self-acceptance blossoms into a very natural form of self-love. It may.
Gosh, there's just so much I want to talk about. I wanted to talk to this idea. You have this really cool idea that all sounds are full of light, but I don't think I can get to that because I want you to tell people how they can get to the space. The world is going crazy, Kenny. You probably know.
Yeah.
And we need some techniques to get into the space. Help us out. We got about 2 minutes here, Kenny.
All right, here's one so simple that nobody can fail to do it, and this is what I use with my students. And when they practice it all semester, they find that they're reacting to everything differently. First, I'll say to your listeners, I don't know you, but I know you're breathing. There's no question about it, even though I don't know you. And you're a virtuoso at breathing. You don't really need breathing exercises. You've been breathing all your life. However, for the next 20 seconds, we're just going to watch it breathe in ourselves. Ready? Go. Perfect timing.
Yeah.
you know, everything gets in sync because you're simply watching it breathe, which means you're not thinking. You want to introduce that, you want to plant that seed like about 12 times a day, and it just takes a moment.
That
every
that.
Restriction I have is actually, I'm programmed to have those restrictions, and I need a moment to realize that those restrictions are a delusion.
I think you said something very important there, 12 times a day, because the world has a gravitational pull that will pull you out of the space. And it's almost like it's intentional, or maybe it's just a way to teach us how to get back into the space. But for whatever reason, you have to do it multiple times a day.
Well, you'd have to realize how easy it is, and don't even assign more meaning to it. Just do it. You got a gizmo in there to breathe. Watch it breathe for 20 seconds, and go back and notice that the things you were worried about don't seem to be more light,
That's
a lot
awesome.
Lighter.
You got a gizmo, and you got a lot of gizmos inside there that have an intelligence and that work perfectly. Your digestive
right.
system is a great gizmo. I like that word.
The
right?
ego is not one of those gizmos. That's
no, the ego
with all of it.
It messes with everything. That's exactly right.
Right.
As you're talking, I'm thinking of Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi's work, Flow. Are you familiar with that?
No, but of course the word is self-explanatory.
Yeah, the word is self-explanatory. He was a psychologist at the University of Chicago, a PhD, and he wrote a book called Flow, which is exactly what you're talking about. He calls it Flow. He was a psychologist. He doesn't, you know, he wasn't a musician. Hey, Kenny, your book is absolutely awesome. I'm not kidding. It's a classic.
Oh, thank you.
And just well done, super well done. Kenny Werner, the book is Becoming the Instrument. His first book is Effortless Mastery. I couldn't recommend it more highly. Thank you so much, Kenny, for being on The Bright Side
thank
and sharing.
You,
have a beautiful
sure.
day or a beautiful evening.
You too.
All right, take care. That's Kenny Werner, Grammy Award-winning musician, jazz pianist, composer, educator, author. Wonderful, amazing book, Becoming the Instrument. Thanks so much, Kenny, for being on The Bright Side. And that's all the time we have for today, folks. Thank you for listening. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome evening and week. And don't forget to call on the SEEM at 866-735-2470. Order a BTT. You'll get a free Pollen Burst and Ultimate Nightly Essence just today. January 16, 2022. Thanks for listening, friends. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. We're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.